With Montana News, I'm Maxine Speyer. A federal appeals court Thursday overturned a decision by federal wildlife managers that would have allowed them to kill grizzly bears over livestock conflicts in the Bridger-Teton National Forest in Wyoming. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton explains.
In 2019, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it would allow 72 grizzlies to be killed over a 10-year period for conflicts with livestock and federal grazing leases in the Upper Green River Basin near Yellowstone National Park. Environmental groups sued, saying the decision would imperil the threatened species' recovery because it didn't account for the impact that killing female grizzlies would have on the larger Yellowstone population. The 10th Circuit Court of Appeals ruled the decision violated the Endangered Species Act and has asked the Fish and Wildlife Service to reissue a decision that complies with the law. In Columbia Falls, I'm Aaron Bolton.
Vehicle reservations will be required for nearly all west side entrances of Glacier National Park starting Friday. Reservations are required for cars and motorcycles entering the North Fork, Camas, and West entrances from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vehicle reservations won't be required for Many Glacier, Two Medicine, and St. Mary entrances on the east side of the park until July 1st. Visitors can enter the park before 6 a.m. or after 3 p.m. without a reservation, but the west entrance for going to the Sun Road won't be open before 6 a.m. due to overnight construction. Reservations will be required through September 10th. This is MTPR.